Wait, let me get this. Okay, you say you can't change yourself when you can't change yourself when you can't change yourself. Hold on. Excuse me. Listen to me. I don't even know your name in Chinese or whatever, but no, let me say that. You got it wrong. You can't change yourself when you choose not to change yourself because you don't believe in yourself. Say it again. You cannot change yourself. Okay? You can't do it. You don't believe in yourself enough to change yourself, and that's the problem. You don't think you can. Yeah, I'm watching the Ravens and I'm watching the Raven Tampa Bay game. It's on right now. Waiting for Call of Duty to drop at in about 3 hours, so I'll be up to like 3 a.m. playing Call of Duty with my boys and shit. But no, what I'm saying to y'all guys out here, all my dogs listening to me, all you guys out here, this is why I'm trying to get you to see something different. It's never just saying something. You must have clarity and understanding of what it is you don't want to achieve. Woo, listen to me. Oh, shit. He said, wait, Steve, I think you said it wrong. I think you should have said you want to achieve. No. That's the problem. Guys, mark it. Let me put the sign up because you know someone's going to try to steal this shit. So let me go and put it up right now. Because I just said I'm about to drop another bomb on you motherfuckers. Let me put it out up here. What I'm about to tell you is 100% original. Nobody breaks down what I break down. Nobody. I'm telling you to stop it. You've got to stop trying to achieve shit. That's where you're going wrong. Where's it at? Hold on. I'm going to show y'all why. Because I know, Steve, you're saying some deep-ass shit, it seems like. But, Steven, why would you say that, Steven? Explain yourself. You're goddamn right. Because every time you try to achieve something, this is why you don't achieve shit. Because you're looking at a end result and adding pressure to you. You try to achieve trigonometry every year and you never get to it. You try to achieve getting women, you never get to it. You try to achieve confidence and all that shit you want to achieve. I don't try to achieve shit. Remember that paper I showed you? I didn't get to that paper last night. Remember that paper I showed you guys last night, the A, B, C, D, and the 1, 2, 3s, all this stuff? What if I told you that I want to show you. I don't want to tell you. Hold on. Watch this. Watch it. Hold on, guys. Watch this shit. Let's see if I can show you. Because I want you to see it. I want you to see it. I don't want to do it that way. Watch this. Let me show y'all something. Do I show y'all something brand new? Give y'all an example. I want to show y'all some shit. I want to show y'all something that nobody showed y'all. It looks like this is the only thing I can find. Let me see if I can find this shit. I think this might be the closest thing. Yeah, this may be the closest thing that I can show you. So let me show you this shit. Let me show you how deep I'm talking about. If I can explain it to you, this, I'm trying to find the best way of finding something to explain what I'm about to explain to you, because nobody's explaining this shit to you. And I'm going to show you why you need to stop achieving a goal. I'm going to show you that, okay? Manny, I got you in what's up. Let me answer this real quick, man. Let me show y'all something. Guys, y'all got your crayons out. I want to show y'all something deep. I love showing y'all deep ass shit because nobody's showing you this shit. So allow me to show you. Fuck. So let me show you why you don't try to achieve things. What if I told you that what you achieve is only the first level of that achievement? What if I told you that every level or every level of achievement you have is only the first level of achievement? And what if I told you that there is an infinite number of levels of achievement? It doesn't stop. See, y'all guys think that it stops. Remember who said it? I think Kobe Bryant kind of explained y'all. The beginning begins, okay, the top of the mountain becomes the bottom of the mountain that starts a new top of the mountain, and y'all don't even understand that. And this is why y'all go wrong with trying to achieve things, because when you start to achieve it, you're only achieving the first level of it. And that's why you shouldn't be looking to achieve it, because if you look to achieve it, you're only going to do it at its own level and be satisfied with that achievement. But see, a man does not look to achieve things, because achieving everything is infinite. What level of, if I want to show a woman how to smile, making her smile can be a million, billion, trillion ways of levels. Making her laugh, all these things. Y'all are always trying to achieve one thing. Yes, the doors behind the doors. But y'all look at achievement to be the end all be all. Let me read this. Achievements of Parks and Barnes.
You
should be focusing on not achieving things. You should be focusing on what one thing do you want to achieve. And let me break it down into mathematics to help you out better. Or I can do alphabets. Okay. If you want to achieve, I guess, algebra or trigonometry, right? Okay. Before you can get to that, that's not the achievement. The achievement is understanding that you can The first achievement is understanding that you understand numbers. Slow it down. I don't think y'all understand it. Wait. I tell y'all, man, I don't see how motherfuckers going to be talking about this. The first achievement is not understanding numbers, because that's why y'all look things the wrong way. The first level of achievement is understanding that you understand numbers. Do y'all see what I'm saying? Meaning that you understand numbers before you understand the number, because you are soaking in the information. The numbers are just there. Numbers are there for everybody, right? But everybody is just looking at learning the numbers. But I'm saying you got to learn to understand that you understand numbers, not just learning numbers. See, y'all learn numbers. You learn how to add. You learn how to subtract. You learn how to multiply. You know how to divide. Same thing. Well, that's why y'all going wrong with women. Y'all are learning things outside of yourself. You must learn that you learn these things before you can actually learn it on another level. See, what I'm trying to tell you is that the communication has to be with you at all times, because you must learn that you actually learn what it is that you got to learn. Not about, see, you guys say, I want a piece of ass. I want a piece of ass. But you don't learn how to get the ass to come to you. You just look at the ass. You look outside. Remember, you look at the I do. You're always looking at the I do. That means you're just looking at the numbers. So then when somebody tries to teach you numbers based off of you looking outside yourself, this is where you get bad study habits. You know, your study habits are bad because you're trying to understand somebody else's understanding and interpretation of numbers. See, your math teacher, your science teacher, or a teacher like me, I'm telling you what numbers are. This is a 1, a 2, a 3, a 4, and a 5. But if all you're doing is learning what I am saying, where your problem's going to come at is you've got to keep learning from my point of view to understand what the fuck I'm saying, to understand what the numbers actually mean. So when I cut off that number and you don't get past that point, you then become confused. But instead of learning the numbers, you actually learn that you know the numbers. That means that you're taking the information I'm giving you, you're processing it, and you're coming up with your interpretation of what these numbers are that help you out better. This is why smart kids get A's and shit, or they're nerdy kids, because they don't interpret the world the way the average motherfucker does. That's what motherfuckers who are gamed up. We don't interpret the world the way you motherfuckers see it. You want to see it any way you want. We ain't going to argue with your motherfucking ass because you can't see it the way you should see it. Because in order to learn that you know something, or to learn that you're learning something, you've got to do the hardest thing. You've got to unlearn what you think you've learned. So what I'm saying is, before you get to learn that you can learn shit, you've got to unlearn the fact that you have learned something. And there lies the hardest part. You can't unlearn it. You can't unlearn it if you're not taught how to unlearn. Because all your life, you have been training yourself, ready, guys, to let somebody else tell you how to fucking think. See, your teacher can tell you what 1 through 10 is. And he can show you what adding and subtracting is. But when one person learns what they actually learn, they interpret the way they learn to their satisfaction. The teacher might say, well, this is what you got to do. You got to, let's say you got to go, I don't know, you got to take the 1 and then you got to put the 1 here and you got to put the 2. That's what he knows. So you're taking on his learning techniques. But what you should be doing is you take the information and figure out learning it your own way, because as long as you come up with the right number, as long as you come up with what is 3 plus 1 in your head your way, doesn't fucking matter how you get there. As long as you get to the right equation or the right variable, the right number, the right answer, doesn't matter how you get. And that's what y'all understand with smart kids. Smart kids will that's your blacksmith, because smart kids will see the world totally different. They'll look at that board, but they're not actually looking at that board. They see the board, but they're learning how to learn the board through their eyes, their perception, their reality, versus being told how to learn and how to move. See, where y'all guys are going wrong, when y'all listen to all these motherfuckers on YouTube, they don't tell you shit. They're saying, do this. Say this. Do that. Sure, you can follow all that shit, but like 50 Cent said in his book, if you're following someone else's son, what are you going to do when that son goes away? You got to wait for that sun to rise again and get the next answer for the next movement, because you're following someone else's movements versus learning and understanding, learning what you learn versus just learning one thing, if that makes any sense. I don't mean to get too deep. Thank you, Russ, for the super chat. Thank you for you guys for super chats. I need to say thank you to y'all guys if I missed a few super chats. I want to say thank you for the super chat. Hey, Al, thank you very much, man. Xbox Series X, brother. Just want to see, thank you all you guys, super chats. I'm sorry, I want to say thank you for the super chats, guys. Let me get to Vic's question. Y'all got a question, I'll call in, lines are open. Let me refresh. Because I know this shit is so deep, y'all ain't ready for this shit. Nobody teaches this stuff. So basically you're learning how to apply it to your, okay. So you're saying to take the knowledge you're given and make it reasonable, understand it to your own. No, that's just one. Okay, wait. That's the beauty of what I'm showing you. That's phase one. No, excuse me. That's ground zero. That's ground zero. Because y'all ready, guys? Y'all don't understand what actually understanding is. You don't understand what understanding is. And I'm always showing you what understanding is. But no, he's new. Just put a Q there and I got you if you're asking a question. Because what you're saying is that you're trying to understand it. But like I ask you, what level of understanding are you using? And I'm the only YouTuber to show you the understanding. Nobody is breaking down the understanding like we are. There's nobody on YouTube breaking it down. They're not breaking down the understanding, because what you're saying is only at ground zero. But then you've got to get understanding. You've got to know why you understand what the fuck it is you understand. And if ever you're challenged on what it is you are trying to understand, you are able to defend whatever the fuck it is you're understanding. And to be able to stand on it means that even if you lose friendships or women, you don't give a fuck, because you're so adamant in your belief of what you understand that you're not only able to stand on it, but you're also able to do what, sir? Express it. And that's how deep it is. See, that's why I think that's what threw the guy off that call before, when I asked him, what woman are you talking? Oh my God, the Baltimore scored a touchdown. Yes, go on. I can't believe we lost to the Buccaneers. Anyway, so what I'm saying is that's why most of y'all guys don't understand what I'm trying to show you guys, is that when I, 708, I got you. When I asked what woman is he talking to, it fucked his head up, because he didn't realize that there are three kinds of women he's talking to. Hold on, I'll break that down. Let me get 708. 708, sir, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yo,
708, hello.
Yo,
we can't
up,
hear
dude?
You.
Hey, 708. I'll give you a call.
Yeah, can you speak up a little bit, please?
You hear me now?
Can you speak up a little bit? Yes, sir. Go ahead,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, okay, cool. Hey, man, I'm giving you a call because I'm back new into the dating game. I was in a relationship for a year and a half. Now I'm getting back into things. And I just want to know, like, post-date, after a date, do you have any tips of, like, what you should do after that first date to, you know, make yourself really stand out?
You tell me.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we went on a date. Everything was cool. She texted me now saying she really had a good time and everything like that. And I'm just trying
all
to
right,
see.
All right,
like,
here's what I want you to do. You know, I'll tell you, watch it. I'm going to tell you what to say. I want you, hey, if I tell you what to say, will you call her right now and say it?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to tell you what to say. Did you ever get a hug or a kiss from her?
Yeah. Well, she didn't give me a kiss, man. She's like,
just yes or no. Did you get a hug or a kiss? Did you get a hug? Did you get a hug?
I got a hug, and a kiss on the cheek.
All right, stop. That's all I need.
Like,
that's all I need. I got the answer. All right, stop. Just go to your typewriter and type this down. I'm going to tell you what to say. You type it down, you call her, and you just say exactly what I want you to say. And if she's not there, you leave it on her answer machine.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right. What I do, what y'all want you to do is I want you to call her, and I want you to say whatever it is. I got a confession I need to make.
Okay.
And all I ask, hold on a second, my dog, hold on a second. Yo, what up? Hold on a second. What up, T? I'm on the show. What's up, T? What's up, bro?
Trying to get your lick back.
I'm gonna get my lick back, you sucking bitch ass motherfucker. We're gonna play. I'm on my show right now. Let me finish my show, motherfucker, and I'm gonna beat your bitch. Huh? I got about like 30 minutes. I'm gonna do another like 30 minutes, 35 minutes, bro. All
right.
I'll get at your motherfucking ass, man. I got you. I'm gonna get you as soon as I'm done with the show.
All right.
Oh, guess what, dog? Fuck them Falcons. All right, man. Peace, man. All right, Carl. Let me get back to you, brother. All right, so listen, you ready? I got a confession to make to you. And all I'm asking you, Eric,
okay.
I got a confession to make, and all I'm asking is you don't judge me for what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Are you right? Are you typing this shit down?
Yeah.
All right, I want you to make sure. I don't write it all correctly. I don't want you to judge me for what I'm saying. I just want to,
okay.
I just want to let you know that I was out. Not only was I thinking about the date we had.
Okay.
Just say when you're done, just say go. Okay, the date we had. I was also thinking about how you felt in my arms when I hugged you.
Okay.
You smelled good. You feel good in my arms?
Okay.
I say you smell good and you look good in my, you felt good in my arms.
Okay.
But that's not the confession I want to make.
Okay.
The confession I want to make is I'm trying to figure out when I'm going to ask you to see me again.
Okay.
So I can make you smile in ways that you've never smiled before.
Okay.
And I'm just calling you now or leaving you a message, depending on what it is. I'm just calling you now or leaving you a message, depending on what we're good to. I'm just calling you now or leaving you a message to let you know that you're on my mind right now. That's my confession, and I'll talk to you in a little while.
Okay, so if he gets on the phone and like just end it with like, hey, I'm going to talk to you in a little while.
Yeah, exactly. The only reason I'm calling you is because I have a confession to make. That's it. I got a confession to make, and I don't want you to judge me for my confession. And once you tell the confession, you roll the fuck out.
All right, sounds good. Bet I'm going to call her now.
No, that sounds good. Go ahead and call her ass right now and say that shit,
hey,
and we'll be quiet.
Hey, Steve.
What?
Steve, I be calling her. I be calling these chicks, and every time I try to pull the thing together, that shit don't be working on my phone. I don't know why.
Motherfucker, do you have an iPhone or a Cricket? What kind of phone do you have?
I got an iPhone. Every time I try merging the call,
man, you merge the fucking call. Don't give me that bullshit. Don't give me the bullshit. You call the fucking number and merge the shit. Don't act like you don't know how to merge shit. Call the number. Call her. When she picks up, merge the call. If not, fuck off and don't bother me anymore. Because I don't like weak motherfuckers. So
nah,
you call her right now.
Sure.
Call her right now. Merge the call. Say what the fuck I told you. Either a voicemail or straight up. And watch the difference, dog.
Say less. All right, I'm calling it up.
Let's go. Do it right now. Add call then merge. That's all he's got to do. And that's why he hung the fuck up. See what I'm saying, guys? Y'all see what I'm saying? This is... I keep telling y'all, y'all see why they fuck with guys like me? Y'all see why they fuck with motherfuckers like me? Because I don't get scared. Motherfucker got scared and hung the fucking phone up. Y'all see that shit, dog? Y'all see that silly ass shit, man? No, he hung up, guys. He did what y'all normal motherfuckers do when y'all scared and shit. He just scared. Because you know what that motherfucker goes, well, Steve, I called and said it. You just couldn't hear it, man. Get the fuck. I'm going to hang up on his face and do that shit. Y'all said, but I'm just showing y'all. See that, guys? He cannot even articulate himself because, like most of you, y'all don't learn yourselves and gain understanding of what you are. That's why there is nothing I can't say to a woman that gets her going, dog, because I'm the fucking shit. I'm the shit. So I'm that motherfucker. You see what I'm saying? I'm that motherfucker. And I'm that same motherfucker that can talk that shit anytime I want to. And like I always tell you guys, I love it when they call you and say, well, I just want to let you know that, you know, I won't be able to talk to you anymore because I'm engaged now and I'm actually happy. Oh, well, hey, you know what? I wish you the best in your endeavors. Hey, take care of yourself. It's cool. You didn't have to call me and say that. You know, hey. Thank you. I appreciate what you're saying. And look, I don't want to hold you up anymore. And go ahead and take care. Okay, well, you know, I just want to let you know. Okay, well, I'll talk to you later. You let them go. And guess what? 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, an hour later, it's, well, why'd you get off the phone so fast? Why are you so, are you upset? Or why did you get off the phone so fast? Why didn't you want to talk to me? Oh, I didn't know you wanted to talk. I just thought you wanted to let me know that you had somebody. I'm not here to fuck with what you have. You see how that works, guys? You see why we will always be that motherfucker? You see what I'm saying? Because we are that motherfucking cold. God damn it, pick the fucking ball. We're that cold, guys. You see what I'm saying? Where they're going to ask, yeah, you know, they're going to say, well, you know, why'd you get off the phone? Did you have to go? No, I didn't want to go. I just thought that you were ready to get off the phone. No. It's been a long time since we talked, and it's been and then guess who starts reminiscing? You remember that time? You know, it's Halloween. You know, it's... You know, the reason I'm calling you is because, you know, it's close. You know, it's October and I see the pumpkins and I see all the things that's going on. And you know what? It's just, I was just thinking about you and I was just reminiscing, you know, about that sex-a-wing thing that you remember that thing you did, that sex-a-wing thing? Yeah, I remember all that. Man, I sure miss those times with you. I miss spending those times with you. You see what I'm saying? I miss hearing your voice, and I miss you making me laugh. And then it's like, can I ask you a question? Why don't you call me anymore? Why don't you want to talk to me anymore? I know. Listen, I know I was upset when you told me that you had other women, and I didn't want to accept that. And, you know, I know we got off on bad, baby, we didn't have bad terms. You just got mad and said, you told me to fuck off. And you said, have a nice life. And I'm just respecting your boundaries. Well, I thought about things and, you know, I'm in a good place right now and all this other stuff. And, you know, hey, it was good talking to you. I say, you know what? Hey, it's cool, man. Take care of yourself. And I wish you the best. You know, take care. You know what I mean? All right. And even after that point right there, you'll get a call the next day. Hey, what are you up to? It's like, oh, shit. I know she ready to fuck. I know she ready to fuck, guys. I know she's ready to fuck, but that's what I'm saying to y'all, man. That's what I'm saying. See, social situations, gentlemen, you must always move her from where the fuck you left her off at, gentlemen. You must move her where you left her off at. See, this is what I understand. I'm looking at this Wakanda shit. Are you telling me there's a woman that's a fucking Iron Man? Is that a woman in an Iron Man? I mean, get the fuck out of it. I cannot watch that movie. I cannot watch that movie. I cannot watch that movie. I'm sorry. Jesus Christ. Fuck. If I got to watch it, the only reason I'm going to watch it is to give it a fucking review. I don't even know if I'm going to watch that. God damn it. Fuck, I don't even know if I'm going to watch that. Anyway, so as I was saying to y'all guys out there, and what's important is that I don't want you to feel anything in social situations. Instead of feeling things in social situations, why can't you be the situation? I'm going to say it again. Instead of being in or feeling confident in a social situation, why can't you be the situation? The only way you can be the situation is creating the situation. As I told you before, you don't look at the woman or whatever's going on as a situation. That is not what we do. I never look at her as a situation. I create the situations. I create the moments. I love letting them go. I love it when they think, you know what, fuck you, Steve. I don't need you anymore in my life. I can get guys and I can find a guy just like that. And I don't need this bullshit. I don't need your arrogance, thinking you're you're God's gift to women. I don't need that. I don't need you. And then like SpongeBob, 3 weeks later, 1 hour later, 1 week later, 1 month later, 1 year later. What did Thanos say? You cannot live with what, guys? What did Thanos? You can't live with what? Come on, guys. What did Thanos say? Come on. You cannot live with what, guys? Come on. What did Thanos say? You cannot live with what? Come on, somebody in the chat room, say it, man. You cannot live with what? Come on, give me someone in the chat room saying I'm going to post it. Who, come on, somebody say it. I want one of my dogs to say, come on, what if they don't say it? You cannot live with what? No, not fear. Come on, no. It wasn't fear. Started with an F. It wasn't fear. Yes, you cannot live with your own failure. Where did it lead you back to? Me. Gentlemen, when you are all about yourself, they thrive and they fail off of you. When you're not around, they will fail. When you are around, they will see that they are winning. Do y'all see what I'm saying? This is what game is about. It's not about her. It will never be about her. That means my social situations will never be about the woman. They're always going to be about me, or should be you should yourself. You should be the social situation. But in order to be the social situation, gentlemen, you have to really think about your limitations. The thing that you need to conquer is conquering that there are no limitations. I can die right now and be happy. God damn, y'all think y'all heard what the fuck I said. Y'all are so busy placing limitations on yourself that you're never taking time to realize you are limitless. You go beyond thought itself. And I know y'all think I'm saying I'm not smoking anything. Yeah, I am. I'm smoking me. I've been cracked out on me. I'm smoking me, cracked out on me. You smoking me. I'm all cracked out on me. But I'm saying that, what if you actually realize that all the limitations that you are holding on yourself are holding you back, and it's not showing you that you are limitless? That means that if I can go as far as I fucking can, what do you think will happen? Yeah. Gentlemen, I don't think y'all understand this. I don't get her at her makeup. I don't get her at her self-worth and low self-esteem. I get her at her core. I get her at her core. She doesn't know that she even has one. And as I told you before, gentlemen, think about this real quick. I only got about 20 minutes, but let me tell you this real quick. If what she thinks is love is actually a one or two on a scale of a billion or infinity, what do you think happens when she meets someone that takes her beyond the point of what she thinks love is? Why do you think I give the drug of me to her? Why do you think I don't want to conquer the pussy? I don't want the pussy. I do not want the pussy. I want the pussy to come to me. The only way it's going to come to me is not try to conquer what she's in control of. She's in control of the pussy, gentlemen, but she is not in control of the mind, because she is very all over the fucking place, because her mind, i.e. emotions, are all over the place. She has no control over the emotions until she gets around a motherfucker. Yeah, hey, dog, that's what, yes, absolutely. They don't understand. They don't understand the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth. They have no, but again, guys, as we, once the book is released, I'm telling y'all, we got so much, man, we're going deep. We're going past shit that y'all think, but if we're taking them beyond what they pursue. Remember, guys, I told you, I'm not talking about Matrix bending reality or what was that one with Leonardo DiCaprio? What was that movie where they were like going to people's minds and shit? I forgot the movie where everything was rippling. I forgot the name of the movie. But I'm not talking about the reality that she... Guys, I don't got much time. Peace is out. Inception. Thank you, guys. Think about this. Right now, every guy that she's been with, every TV show, every magazine, every situation has done us the best favor in the world, because it created a reality in which is built on her standards of values, morals, judgments, all the shit that keeps you guys out of the pussy. It's based on that standard. But gentlemen, that's where the three little pigs come in at. Every foundation she has up to her bricks imprison her into a whirlwind of emotions, not feeling good about herself, and low self-worth. It doesn't make women bad to have low self-worth and low self-esteem. It's just that they do. It's just something that women go through because they're really emotional. It's just what it is. It doesn't make you bad, ladies. It's just what it is. But gentlemen, what if that is her end? But gentlemen, what if when she meets you, that end becomes what? Her beginning. That moves from one reality to the next, to the next, to the next. And if a woman who has comprehended, understands, and perceives that this is actually going to be her life. What happens when you shatter that dream and shatter that reality that she has? But gentlemen, hold on, time out. Y'all don't even say, wait, I made a mistake. We don't shatter that shit. She shatters that shit because she realizes we're not operating on the same level as the average guy. So in order for her to keep up with us, she's got to shift her perspective and her reality over to understand us. And that's why they're always drawn into us versus, hey, we'll do anything for us, nasty and all that good stuff that you guys want. But you can't get it from where you're at. Gentlemen, where you're at right now, she owns the power and she has the power over you. Not because she has the power over you, gentlemen. It's because you have automatically given her the power over yourself. You have automatically made her special by what the fuck she wears. You have raised her up and you have said to her that I worship you off of what you are and what you put on. Not by who you are, because remember, that's where we get them. That's where we fuck them up. Because we're not looking, and I always show you, we're not looking at what you're looking at. You're looking at C, and that's it. You're not looking beyond C. You're not. None of you guys are looking beyond C. Y'all are not looking beyond C. But you know what? We're not looking at C. We're not looking at B. We're forcing her to see something that she doesn't even realize. Guys, let me ask you something. What if you are the key to her finding happiness? Wait, listen to me, guys. Whoa, I want y'all to see something. Guys, listen to me. Okay. If a woman is always running around saying to herself, well, I'm not happy. I'll buy this purse. Or I'll buy these dresses, and I'll buy these shoes, and yet they're miserable as fuck. What happens when she sees happiness through you? Not because of you, but through you, she will realize that happiness is something she can't buy on a shelf. But you're breaking that perspective and that reality by showing her deeper thought that goes beyond her own reality. Do you know that drug? Do you know how powerful that drug is? That will make her do the nastiest shit you've ever known a man. She will do everything she can to keep or be with you. And guess what? And she will love you enough. You ready, guys? I love you enough. I've got to let you go because I'm loving you too much. I care about you too much. All I do is think about you way too much. All I want to do is be with you, and it's not even fair that I am with you, and I want to think about you. I shouldn't be thinking about you this much, but I do think about you, and every time I think about you, I want to think about you more, and thinking about you more makes me want to be with you, and I want to feel you, and I want to touch you. I want you inside me to a point where I got to let you go. Y'all see game right there. But see, this is what I'm talking about. Social situations. You are the social situation. You don't create sex. You embody sex. You don't create things for the woman at all. You don't do it. You just are. You embody it. And if you embody it, you are able to express it without forcing it. I don't force women to want to fuck. I don't even try to give them a fuck. But they know that we don't waste our fucking time. And they know that if they are doing some silly ass shit, they ain't gonna hear from us anymore. Until a point where you're like, well, what's going on? I haven't heard from you in a while. Well, I don't like wasting my time. You full of shit. You bullshit. Why would you say that? Well, you know, it's cool. I just don't want to waste your time. I don't think this is gonna work out. How many guys? How many guys are telling a woman, How was the last time you motherfuckers told one man this shit? Hey, look, I'm talking about ass and titties, all the shit you want. Tell her it ain't going to work out. Guys, you know how, oh, my God, you know how great it is telling them that shit. And I'm not there to knock them or to bring them down. But I'm looking for ways to break them. And, guys, I don't want you to think breaking them in a bad way. I am breaking those bullshit habits that she uses on you. She's not going to use that shit on me. She's not going to use that shit on me. Because my demand that I have of myself and the standard that I have for myself, that I am always looking not at her, not at her body, not at her ass and titties. I'm always looking at my current reality. I'm looking at how I'm living, how I'm moving. I'm looking at how I am holding my motherfucking standards. Where is my chink at? Because I'm always looking for the chinks to correct myself. And I will create a chink in order to build on that chink to create new fucking things. You just constantly build you. Y'all do not. I tell you, like I told you guys, like, not, y'all gotta let me know if you got any questions. But gentlemen, y'all are not, you embody sex by creating what you embody. I embody romance because I know what the fuck to do romantically. Texting, talking, voicemail, video, being sexual, boom, 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 sensual, boom, 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 smooth. Boom, 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 boom. Seductive. Boom, 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 boom. Nasty. Boom, 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 boom. Kinky. Boom, 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 boom. Freaky. Boom, 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 boom. Naughty. Boom, 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 boom. You see, I create that shit. And guess what? What do you think happens when I add a freaky to a romantic? Boom, 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 boom. A sensual to a dirty. Boom, 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 boom. Add another freaky. Boom, 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 boom. I can switch up and change up when I want to, and she ain't even ready for this motherfucker. She ain't ready for it because she is only used to boop. Boop.
Was it okay if I kiss you right now? Wow, you're just the most beautiful girl I've ever been with. Can I kiss you right now?
Y'all see what I'm saying, dog? I'm saying to you guys, that's how one embodies sex. Because I'm not trying to give her my sex. I'm showing her that she's got to work for the dick. Have y'all, come on, when's the last time y'all thought that way? You got to work for this dick. You got to work for me touching you the way I touch you, because when I lay the hands on you, when I lay the voice on you, when I lay the hands and the voice, when I move from point A to point B to point C, you got to work. You don't get this shit for free. You don't get this for free. You got to take your ass to Gander fucking Mountain. You better go get your rope. You better go get your fucking mountain gear. You better go get them fucking things you got to put into the mountain. You better get all the shit you going to get, because goddamn it, you got to climb up this fucking mountain and show me why I should give you any of this shit. And guys, they cream over that because that fucks with their insecurity. That fucks with, and I'm not doing it in a deceptive way, because if y'all do it, never manipulate. Don't try to deceive them. Don't try to manipulate situations. Keep it up. I'm telling you, It's so easy to be you versus trying to be somebody else you wanted to be. But see, you can't be you because you are just learning numbers. You have not learned that you learn numbers. You're too busy learning numbers. You're too busy learning shit outside yourself instead of learning who the fuck you are and why the fuck you move. And when you learn that, you become dangerous. When you learn that, there's no book on that shit. There's no book on that shit. And you, but see, you can't just look at a woman, oh, I just not gonna talk to her. Then finally get the balls to talk to her. And they're like, well, you know what? I don't want to talk to her. I'm busy. You know, trying that bullshit. You always bullshit with women. The more that you keep it a buck with her. But as I said before, guys, I promise you, as I said, levels, yes, you want some pussy, but God damn it, when they want to fuck you, it is a nasty, dirty difference when they want to fuck you. When they want to fuck you, they will move heaven and earth just to feel, touch, or I can't even do that, okay? How do you learn? Again, student of the game, that's how you learn how to learn. See, where y'all problem is, y'all don't have any, you have people telling you to do this, do that. So then you do this and that by their terms, and shit doesn't even go right. So what you learn from one that has game is that you must learn to learn that you need to learn. You must have understanding that you have understanding of what it is you understand. See, it's so, guys, it is beautiful, man. It is beautiful. For a girl that likes compliments when she's on a date, how to maximize. But see, Timothy, here's the problem. I know women love compliments, but wait a second. Why do I have to give her compliments when I'm the compliment? Wait. Why do I need to compliment her when I'm the compliment? I compliment her by the way I look at her. I compliment her by how I hold her. I compliment her by what I whisper in her ear because I'm not doing it for her. I'm doing it to show her why she should be fucking with me. I'm not complimenting her. I'm already the fucking compliment. So why the fuck do I need to give her the compliment? I'm complimenting me because I'm giving her small samples of why she is with the fucking man she's with right now. In every moment and every move, I'm moving her somewhere, big dog. Come on. Let me ask this last question because I'm about to wrap this up. How do you cultivate sexual discipline? Well, but see, this is the problem. You're trying to cultivate something and you've already fucking failed. You don't cultivate sexual discipline. You cultivate your fucking self. See, that's where y'all go wrong. See, this is why these guys got y'all all fucked up. Because everything you're doing is from an I do. You don't cultivate sexual discipline. Because if you're doing, you're doing that stupid-ass no-fap shit. And you lose. Because you're doing it for a fucking woman. Anything you do from a woman, you goddamn lose. What a shame. What a shame. Well, no. She gets compliments from guys, but she's wondering why you're not complimenting her. Let the suckers come. Oh, you're just so beautiful. Oh, you're so sexy. Oh, you're so this. You're so, and you, and you, and you versus I like having you in my arms. I like not only when I have you in my arms, how nice you smell to me. Do y'all see what I'm saying? Do y'all see what I'm saying? There is no such thing as no fap, dog. Don't ever say that weak shit in here. There's no such thing as that shit. We don't know fap. We're men. If you want to jerk off, jerk the fuck off. I don't give a fuck. Don't let anybody tell you what to do with your dick. But I'm saying that, but what y'all don't see is that you're not looking at the common denominator of no fap. It's based upon a fucking woman. The end result of you not jerking off is because of a fucking woman. And y'all don't even see that. Y'all are so blind. Oh, my God. This is why y'all can't grow. Because everything, as I, like, the last thing I'm going to say before I wrap it up. Last thing I'm going to say, always remember what I told y'all. Remember, hey, if y'all don't remember anything that I told you guys, I'm going to say it one last time. I'm going to say it one fucking last time. When you don't make the game about you, you will always be influenced by another man or a woman because you fail to stand up for your fucking self. So you become open to anything that you try to find justification in. Last question here. What do those abbreviations mean? I get curious about everything. What are you talking about? I don't mean what you mean. What do you mean by abbreviations? What are you talking about? I don't know what the fuck you mean. I don't know what you mean. But I'm just saying to y'all guys, y'all see why y'all lose? Because you're allowing somebody else to tell you how you should be. And it's all, okay, when all these guys are telling you shit, if you peel back all the layers of shit that they say and you get to the core of what they say, it's always going to have something to do with a woman. It's always going to have something to do with a woman. And you don't even realize how you get caught up in the shit because you make everything about women versus about yourself. And that is why, gentlemen, when I always talk to you guys, this is why, again, I am the only YouTuber on YouTube to tell you guys to always think about the graveyard and always remember everybody in the graveyard thought, because they have all one thing in common, had one thing in common, they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. You don't have tomorrow coming to you, and that's why you must live your life like it is your last day and go and do things like you have nothing to lose, because in the game, you have nothing to lose. What do you have to lose when she says no? That doesn't mean anything to a fucking man. She's allowed to fucking say no. She's allowed to say she has anyone like that, man. That's what I keep trying to tell y'all. But in order to feel confident in social situations, you must become the situation. The more you become the situation, the more you unlock things in yourself that she doesn't even understand. But you must create that. But one cannot create when one does not learn to learn things. You are too busy learning, but you're not learning to learn. And when you are able to learn, that means you're learning it in your own way versus learning it what someone's just telling you. Because at that point, you are hearing information and you're not listening to information. Okay, gentlemen, you're hearing, but you're not doing it. And that's what I want to say, you guys. Guys, I got nothing but love for you guys. All I got to ask you to do is love yourself. We might kick off a show tomorrow. I'll let you guys know. And sorry, no late night show tonight. I'm about to get on this Call of Duty and shit, so I'm about to let my hair down. That's my liquor and shit. Y'all know I am a big-ass kid, so I got to go play my boy, beat my ass in Madden and shit, so I got to get some get back and shit. But anyway, guys, I appreciate all you guys, but I ask you guys at the end of the day, please appreciate yourself.